Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today, we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A handheld bag because I'm on a juice cleanse the next 3 days. So I don't need to carry food.
Okay. All right. All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us for the ATS Daily Morning Call. If this is your first time,
you muted yourself, D.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the morning ATS Daily Call. If this is your first time joining us, thank you so much for joining us. This is actually the ATSJR company's daily morning meeting that we have every morning before we get our day going. This is where Antonio gives out orders, makes sure things are done, and this is where he also enlightens us on some things and why he's doing what he's doing and what is going on. So I thank each and every one of you for joining us. And now I pass this over to our founder and CEO, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr.
Good morning to all of you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Good to see and have you here, from all of you to all of us. And once again, we're back in three continents, so it's always good to be there. First things first, this is a scaling year. Okay, remember that, said that. That means more, faster, but we only was able to scale because we got better. Remember that, okay? We've got better, we got better. I'm gonna pause real quick, have Phil unmute his mic. As I can see, he is in full regalia, and I'm sure he wants to tell us why he is in his uniform, is what I'm gonna call it. I have no idea, I wasn't listening, but I'm sure there's a fantastic reason why he is fully decked out in the Ohio. Go ahead, Phil. Name on the back.
The Ohio State Buckeyes are playing for the national championship tonight against Alabama, the Crimson Tide.
There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. So get ready. Get ready. Yeah,
because of that, Antonio, tonight at around 7 o'clock, I may not feel very well. So I'm not going to make the call tonight. We have a special guest we've already lined up, but I'm anticipating just not feeling well tonight around 7, so you may miss me on the call.
Yes, sir. I completely understand. I hope your three-hour catching of something passes in your favor. Yes.
Now we got a surprise guest, so you got to tune in.
Okay. No, definitely. I'll be tuned in, probably playing my video game at the same time. There you go. Good stuff. Good stuff. Outstanding. Good luck to the Ohio. The Ohio. I like that. That's what I'm talking about. Outstanding. I have no loyalty to Alabama whatsoever, so I'll be giving good energy to Phil's team. Yes.
Remember, our daughter's a professor there on gender and race studies.
That is right. I forgot about
She's
that.
She's actually a professor there on gender and race studies.
It's okay. That's right. I forgot. Well, we love the liberal arts side, but tonight we will be going against the sports side. There we have it. There we have it. All right. Well, Law and Jerry, you're looking mighty spiffy. You're looking mighty spiffy, both of you gentlemen. I'm looking forward to both of these gentlemen doing great things into the future and with Mexic Conference. And with Mexic Conference, I am. I will also stop teasing you and release the Dominate Conference stuff. So you'll have that very soon too. I know. Law's like, come on. I know.
About time.
That is all reasonable and deserving. It is, without a doubt. Wednesday, Houston, Texas, led by Ken W. Johnson. We will be there at the Rakeza Success Meeting. It is in Houston, Texas. Deanna, can you unmute your mic and give us details about this? And then we'll let Ken do a quick talk about it.
If you are looking to grow your success team, and you are in the city of Houston, or you know somebody in Houston, no matter where you are in the globe, send them to this meeting. Masks are mandatory because we do care about the safety of each and every one of you.
Only thing I'm catching is the Holy Spirit now. I ain't catching nothing else. Okay. All right. Keep on going.
We will also be checking temperatures at the door. If you know anybody in the Houston area, and I'm repeating this for a reason, no matter where you are in the world, send them to us on Wednesday. Wednesday, we tell you who we are, what we're doing, why we're doing it. And if you heard Antonio last Thursday, he told you we had a 100% conversion rate. Those who showed up, signed up. If you want people on your team, Antonio tells us all the time, use our labor force. This is a way to use our labor force to build your success team. If you know or have anybody in the Houston area, no matter where you are in the globe, send them to us and we'll help you build your success team. Antonio?
No, that was fantastic. I like that. Everyone who showed up signed up. I like that. That was powerful. So we keep that together. Go ahead, Phil. Uh-oh, did I lose sound?
No, we still hear you. We lost Phil's sound.
Yeah, we lost your sound, Phil. You're definitely unmuted. Maybe it's your microphone and the thingy. Mm-mm. Can't hear you.
Sweet mystery of life. At last, I found the... Do we have a flyer or something that we can send to people so they give them the address and all the details?
Absolutely. We'll be sending that out now, as a matter of fact. Deanna, if you have the one you've got, can you send that? And then when Grace gets off her sales call, she can be pushing that out. But we certainly do. And the information. Good question. Good question. Ken, come tell us about it.
Well, good morning, everyone. Man, we had a great time on last Wednesday. Looking forward to it. Got a lot of people, not just on my team or my guests, but I'm glad it's opened up to all of you. We want to help support you guys. So it's a team effort. Did a great job. Enjoyed everybody from the corporate office. Looking forward to working with these guys this year. And you all are invited.
There it is. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it for sure. You will see this every day this week, won't they, Deanna? Yes.
Yes, they will.
And every day next week, right?
Yes, they will.
And every day all weeks, won't they see that?
Yes, they will.
Outstanding. It is good to be scaling up. Outstanding. Good to see you working out there, Reginald Paul. Good. Get that diabetes out you. Get it out you. That's what I'm talking about. Now, also in scaling news, you have three other Rakeza success meetings. These are online, Zoom, open to all teams. But before I get there, let's talk about this one Wednesday. Deanna, if I live in India, and I don't know anyone in Houston, and I have done a very good job taking care of my own backyard, which means I'm actually signing people up in my city, right? I'm actually giving away scholarships to qualified people after I have had very well conversations with them. Can I then start searching for someone in Houston if I know no one?
Rephrase that question for me.
What would you do if you were not in Houston and you wanted to send people to the Houston meeting?
I would definitely post this flyer and let them know, hey, go to this meeting and let them know I sent you. Hey, when you fill out your sign-in sheet, make sure you put my name as your referral. I'm not in Houston, but there are people in Houston. And tell them I sent you and they will take care of you, therefore taking care of me, so I can spread out nationwide instead of just in my own backyard.
There you go. You all don't have to worry about getting the credit. There's two things there that we have, or maybe three things we have in place for you. Thing number one we have for you is we are asking everyone at the door, how did you hear about us? Where, you know, who referred you? You don't have to worry about that. That's number one. Number two, also, should we get too busy and don't ask, the piece of paper that everyone has to fill out, ask. Also, number three, the new success software that will be ready shortly allows for any of you, and hear this very well, write it down, put it in your spirits, because it's good news. It's real good news. Any of you, if you think or someone accidentally signs up the incorrect way, or you told them about it, or they signed up, you have 60 days to let the corporate office know that this person belongs to you. And then you will still get the credit. I find that a big deal. Okay. All right. Remember that. So that's three different things. All of this is for your happiness, your wealth, and for you to serve others. Okay. No one, and I mean no one, is to lose anything. Amen. All right. Come on, Samuel. Oh, Sammy, didn't you?
Well, good morning, all. And I just want to say thank you for what you've been teaching me, because like my daughter, a couple of my kids, mother's been coming on, and my daughter. And my daughter said she tried to hit the link the other day. And as a team, Renico and Tanya, excuse me, Renico and Tanya and them was helped feeding her. But what made she have been doing wrong to hit the link wrong? To not be able to get at least a freshman class.
Yeah, I'm not sure what she was. Most certainly it was human error. I'm not sure. But what I can tell you is if she's still not in, or if that ever happens again, just call one of us immediately and we will stop whatever we're doing and make sure that your person gets service no matter what. No matter what we're doing. I'll step out of a meeting. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me... Tyranny, can you do me a favor and unmute your mic? Tyranny texted me yesterday and said something. I want to show y'all this. Tell them what you were so happy about yesterday texting me.
Okay, so I realized that after time goes on. Okay, yeah. Good morning, everyone. But yesterday I had to definitely pour out because I'm so grateful to just how the team works in the background, how Antonio and Grace and like just everybody, you know, I referred a couple of people. I was talking to them about the ATS business, you know, and I've been telling them about my excitement, you know, just sharing them, trying to introduce to them, like, you know, what we have going on over here. And it's like, you know, you talk about people, you share your passion, you share your love. And then like when you refer people to them, it's not saying that, you know, they're not going to live up to what you say, but at the same time, Antonio and Grace, like they took such care and such time. Have a good day, baby. Took such time with, ma'am. Hold on one moment.
Take your time. Let her come back. And let her come back as she dropped the kiddos off. Go ahead, Jerry. Say what you got to say real quick. Well, not real quick, but you know, take your time.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it is real quick. I just wanted to mention.
I'm sorry. Is
there... Yeah. Hold on, Tiffany. I had him going real quick just to fill up the space, and I'm coming right back to you. So don't die while you're driving.
No worries. I wanted to mention how, you know, that Wednesday meeting in Houston, the thing that I haven't heard anybody really mention is, and especially if you're referring somebody that's there and you're not in that area, you actually get to meet our inner core. You get to meet the man, the myth, the legend in person. And that, I think that's something worth mentioning and worth using if you're trying to refer somebody there, because that's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal. Why did I not think of that? Well, I guess because of me.
Well, what it is you get to talk to the horse's mouth as opposed to the other end of the horse.
Yeah. No other end of the horse, y'all. Okay, Tyranny, come on back here. Come on back here.
And okay, I'm back.
Yeah, there you go.
My baby was supposed to stay home today. I'm like, who does it? Anyway, but no, it's like they've been speaking life into each of the people. Like they take them on like they're the very first member that they've ever met. And like the just the care and the love and like, you know, speaking life to their vision. You know what I mean? To like what they're trying to do. Like, you know, and not only that, introducing them to other sides that even I didn't know about, but like the care that they take with each individual person. And it's like, I'm just grateful to that, because like, you know, when you refer people in, it's like, I'm real protective of the people that I bring them over to, but just to know that like, they love so much that they give of themselves the same way that they would want somebody to give to them. And it's like, you know, when you refer people to anyone in ATS, I wasn't for certain because I've been in other companies. So, you know, you're not supposed to carry that with you. And everything I've seen, I should have known better. But it's like everyone that I referred to them was so excited about just what, you know, the care that they gave to them. It's like they took them on one by one and was like, yo, what are you doing? Hey, this is who I am. It's like, okay, let's see how we can get you to succeed. Here's another plan. What else are you trying to do? They were just as excited about their vision and their goal for what they were doing as much as they wanted to share what ATS had going on. So it's like, I was grateful. Every conversation I was listening to, I was like, oh my God, I was just in wow of like, wow, not only, you know, they get to see exactly what I see. You know, they get to experience exactly what I experienced. It's like they took them in as a new family member. It's like, oh, you got married? Oh, hey, what's going on, fam? Hey, you know, that look, you don't get that everywhere. You don't get that anyplace. And it's like, if you're here and this is your first time experiencing, reach out, have the conversation. I shy away from the conversations. I'm not going to no more because I didn't realize what I was missing. You know, I got my family getting in on what I thought it was and not acting on it on my own. So I'm just saying, I appreciate y'all so much. Like, y'all are amazing. Continue serving in love as y'all do. And I'm totally so grateful and all in with this. I love y'all.
Love you too. We sure appreciate you. Yes, sure appreciate. Come on, y'all can unmute your mics and clap for that. That's yes. So I didn't know I was going to have her talk, but that's just to your point, Samuel. The next time that happens, don't be professional. Just reach out to one of us and we will stop whatever we're doing just to make sure that your people are getting service and as least frustrated as possible. Here's what we understand, and I'll let Samuel come back and respond. What we understand is we understand that you're in a mood before you get to us. So what we're attempting to do is kill that. Even if you're having a great day, you need to have a spectacular, super fantastic rainbow day. You understand? Like your water fountains need to have Coca-Cola coming out of them or something. We need to make sure that we immediately put our culture on you. I was explaining to Ken how we're fighting for something very specific and we have to immediately put our culture on people. And there's one spot that our culture couldn't get to. And that's where in the people who may become inactive, that's because they never got to see our culture. So we immediately have a plan that before you even get in, you meet us. And if you get in without meeting us, then we make sure that you feel like you're the most important thing that we've done all day long. From me, like, I can't tell you, they go to Grace and Monica and Deanna, but they all come, if it needs to, they'll come to me and I'll start doing my thing to one of Patricia's people right on the phone. And believe me, there is, you'll see, we've got some good.
Listen, okay, yes, you want that, okay? I did it.
I'm not even sure she's on. I don't even know if she. Oh, you need to tell her to be on these joints.
Who?
Candace.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. She knows because between me and Tierney, yes, she knows to be on. Tierney been inviting her. I've been. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We have. She's constantly moving though, but she's definitely going to start.
I know. I done already made her half. Was it half a million? No. What was it? Yeah.
I believe it is.
Yeah, you're selling her in on a contract. Just off of the house call.
Man, listen. Already, she did this one lady before she signed up, y'all. Already got her to $500,000. She just sealed the contract. All right? I'm not even joking with y'all. She just sealed the contract, and now she's working. She called me yesterday and the day before, and now we're working on multiple contracts for this lady. I'll let her tell y'all herself, but she is getting ready to be my next millionaire. I'm telling you, I went right. She had the right vehicle. She had a vehicle that can pump out, you know, upward 5-figure a month contracts, like way up there. Five, was that five? Is that five, Grace? Yeah, five. No, that's more than five. That's five. That's five. Yeah. Anywho, there you go. All right, Sammy, come on back.
First, what I'd like to say is, I don't know if anybody caught Renico, or what do y'all call her, Tyranny? What do you call her?
Tyranny, Renico.
Tyranny.
Yeah, we met as Tyranny. Yes.
Let me tell you something. I don't know if y'all caught yesterday, because Grace told me about it. This is what I love about ATS. Grace told me about bringing people on during my calls, probably like a month and a half ago, but because I didn't know how to do it, I was fearing to shine away from it. And then some said, just push forward and start trying it. And then, because sometimes people would show up and then they wouldn't. Then one day I reached out to Patricia and said, how do you bring them on even if they don't add themselves from the beginning? Then she told me that we've been doing it. But that's how my daughter got locked in. And I just want to encourage people, sometimes it takes somebody from somewhere, states away or another country, or something to bring in the people you're trying to bring in. The God in her showed up and showed out, not only with the God in her, but the ATS University seeds that's been planted in her, and that harvest came forth like crazy. I will repost it today if y'all didn't get to catch it.
Repost it. I didn't get to catch it. Repost it. We want to hear all y'all good news, okay? Let me just pause here for a second and say, go Bucks! I couldn't help myself.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
OH.
OH.
No, you got it.
IO. IO. There it is. Okay. I'm from Texas. There you go.
Oh, Alabama. What?
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Hey, I just wanted to share this here. I was on Clubhouse fooling around, and I had different titles going, and I was starting little rooms. And I wind up giving a scholarship away to a guy who came in one of the rooms. We started off talking about automobiles, financing, but wind up talking about ATS. And so he's getting in on the scholarship level. But I'm saying this to say, for those of you who are trying to build a team, I ran a little bitty ad in Dallas, Texas that cost me $35 that took me to Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, West Palm Beach, Florida, and made a ton of money off of a $35 ad. So you just kind of get out there. Leave the negative people behind and go do something different. Even if it's not a $35 ad, it might just be one invite on Clubhouse. If you talk to one person a day doing something like that, your team is still growing. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Y'all heard that? Y'all heard that? This is a scaling up year, okay? Let's see. How long it takes?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. You said something about you were giving us the 60 days. Now, I'm with you, and I'm a little bit slow when it comes down to, like Samuel said, just sending them and inviting them. I'm trying. The people that have signed up, though, however, you know, that are making the payments, aren't they supposed to still be with us? Like when we went over and like basically the people that signed up already, if they're on our team, aren't they supposed to be on our team?
They will always be with you, no matter what, unless you become inactive.
Okay, so now when we did switch the genealogy over and everything, the first one. Now, if my people didn't take the actual credential and go over to the new program, what am I really supposed to tell them? Just fill this link out so you can get now on my real genealogy so that we can still be.
You don't have to tell them anything. The back office handled everything for you. You're totally fine. What will this? Thank you for asking this question. You're going to switch one more again, okay? And okay. In about X amount of days, I won't tell you when, you're going to switch again, but the back office will handle everything for you. Also help you, you know, if you know someone specifically that you just really want on, we'll talk to them for you as well. But every single person in our system, gets it, and we reach out to every single person. But what's most important here, Adrian, is we are your labor force. So you don't have to do anything. Now, you're more than welcome to be involved. You know, it makes it easier, but you don't have to do anything because we do everything for you. You feel me?
Oh, I feel you, but I be thinking that you do, but then when I call back to the people or whatever, and then they have it, then that's why I say, okay.
So let me- some people just don't answer the doggone phone. Right. Yeah. So that's what that is.
Yeah. Them things, but when it's when I look at on the back office when I hit my genealogy though.
Oh yeah, that's right now. Nah, that's my fault. That's why I'm upgrading the system right now. So you can't see it. We can. But yeah, you're gonna have that problem until I do a major overhaul that I'm already doing. So until you get the next major update, you're gonna continue to have that problem. So right now, that's on me.
All right, well, I'm not going, you know me, I got your back. Look, that yours is mine, because that's on you, and that's on me, because then that was on me, because I ain't cover it all the way to make sure that I didn't know. So
no
the same way you got it, I got it. It just know that it's working.
That's
and
it.
I was telling Grace, I got people signing up. That's why I said I wasn't sure. Like, I tried to give her a heads up that they did sign, but then I don't, sometimes I don't even know if I'm getting to Grace the right way. So it just be confusing, but we're going to work it out before this new system. I know I'll be ready.
Yeah, ma'am. I saw in the back office that you got somebody signed up and I scheduled a call with them this week.
Okay, good. Cause that's what I said. I'm like, well, I'll be trying on my low key try ain't nothing try no more. It's just, I'm going to give it to you. And if you want it. And they're really doing it. So, and y'all called that last week, that last call that we had was a great one with all the steps and just how to talk to the people. I appreciate both of y'all for that. So that
was, very welcome. Yeah, we got you. Fine. No, we got you. We got all y'all. Definitely, without a doubt. Okay, Alexandria, you can ask your question. Thank you so much, Adrian.
I have a question about the. I have two questions, though.
Ask them all.
About the. What is it? The social media page that y'all created.
Right.
I forgot the name of it. I think it started with a V.
Vibing.
How do I go about either downloading it on? Is it something that I have to like download on my phone, or how do I get on? Because I've done like a few. I don't know. I'm just asking. I've done like a few TikTok videos with like my hair and stuff, but I don't know if I could post it on there. Depends on that. That's another social media page, though.
No doubt. So you should be able to post. If you get the link, you should be able to post on there. Soon will be. I'll have an API created for TikTok. In the meantime, right now, the way you get it is through the website. Okay, it's through the website that we gave you. Now, of course, you can save it on your, you got an iPhone?
And that's another thing. I don't have an iPhone, and about the whole Clubhouse, I have an Android.
Okay.
And I can't get on there either to like...
Yeah, you can't get on Clubhouse
follow or Android. Or like networking. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Android is no, Clubhouse is no longer for Android. So you can't get on there. Where's Loth? One of y'all, I know somewhere he said top right, you can set Vibin to your homepage like a little app and easily access it that way. The reason why it's not an app is for your benefit, Alexander.
Okay.
If I make it an app, then it's going to get popular. I'm going to speed up the process and then I'm going to get rich. I'm already rich. I'm not an 18-year-old kid that needs to make the money, right? If I don't make it an app, now the only way people can get to Vibin is through Alexandria. And then that means they joining your success team or you're establishing a relationship with them. So I'm not worried about being as big as Facebook. I'm worried more so about forcing you all to rise with me so then you can share in my wealth. So that's why it's not an app. It will be an app soon. but not right. Well, not super soon. If I had my way, I'll wait till 7 million more people jump on and then I'll branch out. But for right now, it's all about you and your wealth. That's why it's like that. Now, have you been able to get on? Because I can help you get on if you...
I think I got on. Like I said, I didn't remember the name because Miss Christine was telling me about it. Mm-hmm. And I tried to get on like the other day and I just don't like having to like I was telling Miss Monica with the whole ATS thing as well. Yeah. I have to go through my messengers in order to get on versus being a link right there. And
we got you. Who you say Christine brought you in, Alexandra? Did I hear that?
Yeah, yes.
All right. And then Christine is under you, Monica?
They like communicate on this cause group that we have, and then sometimes Miss Christine or Miss Monica will post or something on there, I'll look and
All right. So what's happening is she's logging in the long way. She don't have to do that, y'all. Monica, we can have obviously she can give her the fastest links to places, and then help her for one or two of these things, whichever one she wants, create a little icon on her home screen so you can just tap. That way she don't have to do that.
Yeah, I'll definitely send her login for ATS. I think the only
other thing for Adrian too.
Putting it on the other type of phone. So I'll have
it's the same concept, right? It's just you hit your menu and then you set to home screen. Like it's the same concept. I believe Law said it's top right or something on Android. I have no idea, but it ain't nothing but a goop. You know what? Look, let's just hold on, y'all. Let's just do this here. Watch this here. Okay, share my screen. So we're gonna solve your problem right now. How to make a website icon on, and it's right, the three buttons on the top or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I just remember what Law said. Okay, so when you launch your Chrome app, she said that's correct. On the website, mobile the screen right here, it's three buttons. So when you go to the site itself, that's so far. Here you go, Android. Tap the menu icon, three dots on the upper right-hand corner, and then add to home screen. That's the only thing you got to do. And it would be like an app. It turns it basically to an app on your phone. Okay? So what I'll do is I will share this link. Now, do me a favor, Monica. Reach out to Alexandria right after this call or whenever you have time, Alexandria, and stay on the phone until she gets it done. Get it? Nobody suffers alone. Nobody should be getting frustrated. And we can alleviate a lot of said frustration too. So basically what you've got going on is as a consequence of me trying to help y'all out, I'm kind of speeding you up a little bit past what you know. And in some cases, it may create an extra step. I'd rather create an extra step and move slowly with a group of people, because if I was trying to reach the whole world at the same time, I would cut out the extra step. If I cut out the extra step, then you don't get richer with me. You get what I'm saying? So let me explain it this way. So there's something called friction. Most of the things, 99% of the things in ATS has no friction. It means one click, the second click, you're already in. Just simple as that. However, Vibin forces you to go back to the website. Do you understand? I'm forcing you to go back. There's a reason why. Because I don't want anyone to go back to anything without your invitation. There's no different than Clubhouse sending you invites. And now, what is Clubhouse? They send you an invite, then you gotta do, that's one step. Then you got to go through your cell phone, send it out. That's two steps. And then they got to walk themselves to three or four other steps. That's inconvenient. Clubhouse won't continue to do that. They would just be open to the public and anyone can join on there. But for right now, they're growing organically. You got to understand what I'm saying? They're purposely growing through invites. Now, I've been doing that way before Clubhouse existed. So it's the same concept. So don't think I'm doing something weird. I'm doing something as smart as Clubhouse. Everybody got me? This is, except for this case, unlike Clubhouse, I'm sharing the wealth with you. So Alexandria, for this one question you had, we're going to make sure that we walk you through this and make sure it gets on the phone with you and we'll stay on the phone with you until complete. Cool?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Now I'm going to get, let me get Phil real quick and I'm going to get, you had like three or four more questions. Go ahead, Phil.
This is a little teaser. In the class we're going to conduct on time collapsing, the new art of speed, money, power, and meeting, chapter three is losing the friction. That's chapter three in the book. Just thought I'd let you know, little That's teaser. It. We'll be following up later on when the class will be, but for those of you who are interested, chapter three is called Losing the Friction.
Good stuff. You definitely got to lose that friction too. Now, Alexandra gives me a great opportunity to tell everybody this is a fantastic question because she just helped everybody. I heard Adrian said she would like that help too. So if someone can get on the phone with Adrian and take care of that, I would appreciate that. Basically, got to have the website open, top right, add to home screen, and it's going to be a little, you know, little square icon there for you. Okay. All right.
Yes, I wanted to say thank you. I wanted to say thank you, and I wanted to say how easy it was for you know y'all Googlers. He said, "Oh, let me just share my screen and do it like this." And I said, "There you go."
Yeah, it's crazy easy. But it's not something that you know about off top because typically you're dealing with apps in the first place, right? You're not turning websites into apps. So it's not something.
Pause. She's talking about that ATS culture where you literally just stopped what we were doing. Let's just get right to it and show her and walk her through the way. That's right. ATS.
He's just like, oh, wait, let me share you my screen. I love this. You don't have to call me about that, y'all. I got that because I got them shared screens. I know what them three dots look like. And I know. Ooh. Now, look, I know how to hit the star and make it a favorite.
Okay, that's good. That works too. That works. Yeah, yeah.
What I can say. This is not the same damn thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's
I
not.
Need this to pop up on my screen. Thank you.
Absolutely. No. And I'm very grateful for Alexandria. And I didn't realize I stopped, but yeah, I'm finna continue stock because she said she had multiple questions. So Alexandria, how else can we serve you? And I ain't moving until you are super served. So holler at me. I'm listening. Okay, she just sent me a message. Did you have any more questions? And you're very welcome. You're like super welcome.
I recently did a YouTube video, but I'm like kind of skeptical about posting it because it's like in three different things because it's like, I don't know. I have to get out of like, I wouldn't say I'm shy. It's just, I've never been like on a recording a video and just like running out of things to say or talk about.
Right. I got you.
It's like if it be so long, it's like, ugh. Like it's like I wanna like be able to like speed it up. Like make it go faster. Like you're still gonna see what's going on and me talking. But like I was telling my husband, I'd rather like not say it, have it on the like string to like be able to them see the words.
Right.
Because Monica, Miss Monica and I forgot who else was telling me how to do it on YouTube. But I was like, I kind of forgot. So it's like,
No, it's all good. It's all good. Basically. But let me encourage you. I ain't mad at you. At least you moving forward. You understand what I'm saying? Most people are not. Yeah. I want y'all to unmute your mics and clap for this queen, please, because moving forward is not as easy.
Yes.
And these is good questions, child. These is good questions.
Oh, yeah. She helping all y'all. Yeah. She helping all y'all for sure. for sure. But basically, what's happening here is she's moving forward and it's causing problems. You understand? She moved forward and she didn't like it. Now, here's the deal, Alexandria. I got some videos up there I wish I can take down. You understand what I'm saying? I got some. First off, one of them, I'm like 1,000 pounds skinnier. And I got a, I ain't lying. I got on this light blue linen shirt. The audio is trash. And it looks like I put Vaseline in your eyes, so you're kind of seeing through the terrible camera. It's terrible. It's terrible. And I got, and like, it's one of our most popular series. I'm talking about like Overcoming Low Self-Esteem, y'all, or Starting a Business from Zero. We got some stuff up there, child, that's just trash, okay? But not the content, though. But the content is not. But the quality, because we was just starting off. We didn't have no cameras, man. We had, the camera we got was a $99 camera somebody gave to me. And this was like 2014. And then we had it all the way in Zoom because I didn't know no better. You know, I had it too far back. So I had it 15 feet away from us and I zoomed in as if zooming was going to make the audio better. It was just trash, 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 right? But the content is still solid. Plus, it allows people to see where we've come from and people respect that. And I would suggest you do the same thing. Always show your audience that you started where they started at. You'll make more money that way.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Cool.
Yes.
I know it's like, oh my God, no.
Because I don't have my husband because for one, he works during the day. And it's like I get frustrated always having to ask him because I'm not great with, you know, figuring out like computers or like trying to brand myself and stuff like that. He's always there to help me, but during the day he can't help me because he's at work. So it's like I want to try to learn to do it on my own.
No doubt. Hallelujah. Welcome, yes, to the ATS. Yes. That's it, no doubt.
And we will, so if you run into a major problem, just reach out to Christine. Christine, maybe reach out to Monica, but they'll all help you. If they can't figure it out, they'll call Deanna or me. Trust me, they'll call us technical people and we will help you out with it as well. But we won't let you suffer alone. That's the number one rule in this company. No one suffers alone. I promise you that. As weird as that sounds, we will come to your aid over a YouTube video if we have to, okay? We just will.
Thank you. I'm glad.
No, you're very welcome. No, you keep asking your questions. You ain't doing nothing but finding peace. And I ain't finna stand in the way of your peace. Any more?
Not right now.
Okay, well, you think of them and you just let me know and I'll be ready for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Come on, y'all, unmute your mic one more time for Alexandria. Yes.
All right.
Yes. She's the one that cried. Miss Christine brought it in, right?
Yes. Her and Sasha just cried.
I was just finna say. Sasha cried. Both of them cried the same day. Look, Christine out here saving lives, y'all. You understand what I'm saying? She out here saving lives. Uh-oh, I just saw this in the chat. Now, y'all know how we do it now. If we can go ahead and show Alexandria some love, let's go ahead and subscribe to her page. Uh-oh, y'all know how we do it. Let's go ahead and show her how we do it.
That's actually my page.
Come on now, Christine.
Oh, that's Miss Christine's, okay, YouTube channel. Let me tell y'all something. Hold on. Uh-huh. Mr. Chris on here?
He always on here somewhere.
Chris Holmes, are you on here?
Where he at, Grace?
He's on.
Yeah,
Chris,
he always on.
I just want you to let you know that I checked out your YouTube channel. I've been subscribing and also Law. But Chris, when I saw your YouTube channel, how to set it up, I actually learned how to set up a YouTube channel yesterday just by watching yours.
Wow.
So y'all just help me out and subscribe to my little thing. But Chris, I'm going to start adding my videos and things too.
Wow. Go ahead. Really appreciate it.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's it. That's it. Well, I just subscribed. Yes, I just subscribed. And let me see. Y'all, this is ATS, y'all. This is what we do. We do this for one another. Is that 13? Now she's at 17. Look at that. Look at that. Come on, y'all. Light this up. Light this up. Great. Send it out in the message, too. And let everybody know to go ahead and subscribe. This is what we do, y'all. Now, listen, Christine, as people subscribe to you, what I want you to do is go back in there, and you'll see it, and then hit all they buttons to subscribe back to them, too.
Got it. Thank
That's
you.
That's what you do. That's what you do. And everybody else we've done this for, yeah, do that. This is, you know, y'all, we rise by sharing. I cannot stress this enough, y'all. Group economics. Can I say it the way I really want to say it, Jay?
How did you share that link, though? Like, see that?
I
have a Facebook. I mean, what's it called? A YouTube page too. I don't know how to do that, but you just did to say there's the link. Go follow it. That's what I need. That right there. See how you did it?
Yes,
go follow it. That's what I need.
In fairness, I've never known a world without a computer. So,
Shut up.
I've never seen that world. Never seen that world of my life. So there you go. There you go. Prophet Jerry, let me hear from you.
Question.
Isn't that cool to say? I've really never known a world without a computer. It's crazy. Now that I think about it, it's pretty cool to say. Go ahead, man.
Look at you being so modest.
I mean, by the time I was born, they was out here doing computers. I mean,
yeah. Question. I thought about something on Saturday. Samuel had me on for Servanthood Saturday. And you know that song, People Around the World,
Join Hands, yep.
Yeah, all right, but come along and join in the ATS fam and do a commercial.
All right, okay, I know what to do with something like that. I sure appreciate you. I'm
do a like commercial.
Chris. I'm be like and Chris, stolen.
Do all a commercial. Huh?
That's what Chris do. Every time it's Chris, since you saying, I'm treating you like Antonio and I'm acting like Chris. You said something good.
Okay.
And Chris is gonna stole it. That means, yep, I just took that.
And maybe I have it to where one time that if we know about it, you have different people and they dance in the Zoom. In the Zoom room, in the commercial.
That's it.
You could do it like the Happy Song, like the Happy Song. You got everybody going from place to place all over the world.
Look at that. I like it a lot.
So and then we get to so join much. Hands. Look, and then we get to join hands. So then if you have all of us all over the world joining hands, then you actually will be sharing the example of saving the world.
That's it, which I'm glad you said that because now I get to come back to what Deanna said about the Wednesday meeting because I meant to do that. She is right. We didn't, Mr. Johnson, we will be doing temperature checks. We actually literally, the first thing I did when I walked out of there Wednesday was I did what I do. I went and made 1,500 changes. That's what I do. Some of the stuff, you're going to see a bunch of changes gradually rolling out. But the first thing I did was bought one of them fancy deep that, you know, you put on whenever I go to the VA, they hit me right in the forehead or my neck and they check my temperature. Okay. They check my temperature, forehead or the neck. And then Chris got two extra lights, say fantastic though. Like the expensive ones, the Not like the ones, they better than the ones in the office, right? So we're gonna travel with these lights as well to light up the room.
Did you get the flat panels?
Yep, these are flat panels.
Yeah, I was looking at those. I'm thinking about investing in that too.
Yeah, I just picked them up. Won't keep them in a light in the office is pretty fantastic. Maybe we'll get one more. But we got the flat panel ones, the ones with the 383 bulbs in them too. Those. And so we got that. And it's just for us. It'll stay in our little travel car. So when we go to Wednesday, because Wednesday is meant to be a video production. Okay. It's meant to be a video production that way. Why? Because we want you all to be able to take that video production and then sign people up, give out scholarships just through what the work that the company has done. Let's process it this way. Grace, I'm gonna dramatically count things. Can you just put one and then two and then three real slowly as I say it? We have one call on Sunday for Rikaiza. Then we have a second meeting about Rikaiza on a Wednesday in person. And then we have the Saturday meeting for Rikaiza. And then we're going to have a fourth meeting for Rikaiza in the United Kingdom, because that third one is in India, in the United Kingdom. And all of these are open to the public, and all of you can send all of your teams there. Imagine people being able to join or see all those videos. So basically, you have at least four times a week not to have to talk, but to have the professionals talk on your behalf. All right, they ain't gonna get that. Tyrion, did you want to say something? Can you show them your shirt, girl? Can you show them your jacket? Can you show them your jacket? Because I should look at. Ooh, hold on, unmute your mic so they can see it on the camera.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like, hey, Team Dominate, ATS. We gotta get one with that Fighting Lions on there too.
I got you. I will make sure you get that. Yes, I will make sure you get there. She tagged me that this morning. I said, girl. Now, are you in the snowing part of Texas right now?
No, we were lucky enough not to get snow. I drove through it coming back from Louisiana yesterday. My son made some artificial snow, though, so we can have it here, too. That's what he's showing y'all.
Oh, you tell him, good job. But as for me and my bones... We don't do the snow.
Mr. Smith, say that.
I know that's right.
I wanted to let you know that Miss Candace is on the call.
Candace, unmute your mic. Where's she at? Where is she at?
Press star six, Candace.
Star six. Girl, you unmute your doggone mic.
I'm here, but you're 2 minutes. I'm in the middle of something. I definitely want to speak. It'd be like 2-3 minutes.
Take your time, and when you finish, you just hit star six again and you come on here and tell them about the goodness of the Lord in your life. God dog it. You come on over.
All right.
Hell of your business. Hell of your business. All right, y'all do not leave until she says what she has to say. Okay. Yeah, this is a place to be. Anywho. This is a scaling year. That means, I'm gonna just randomly pick out names, but it's actually not random. I'm just gonna use my gift and wherever my gift is. And I'm gonna pick out names of folk. Lisa, Charlene, that's a great profile picture, by the way, too. Abby, let's see, Yosmeen, Cindy, Margie, Ashley, just randomly picking out names. I'm catching the energy, Alexandria. Let's see. And Patricia, I'm just talking to y'all right now. I'm just talking to y'all. I ain't talking to everybody else. The energy stopped right there. This is the year that you would be the most uncomfortable in your life. And you already know it. And it's already been shown. So don't even sit up here and play, okay? So don't even sit up. See, I be trying not to do this, Jerome. You understand what I'm saying? Because scaling is not comfortable. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not comfortable. You know, Reggie in the gym right now, that's not comfortable. It is not, it ain't even comfortable to brush your teeth. At some point, you're going to abrasively hit your gums. It is never comfortable scaling. This is a scaling year. You will lose some sleep. And let me help out some of y'all. Let me send some private. Don't worry about me. Hold on real quick. I'm sending private messages. If you get a message that says you who I'm talking to, I ain't want nobody to know real quick. Where you at? I can't do it fast enough. Okay. Oh, here we go. You. Here we go. Hold on. I ain't done yet. You. I'm feeling your energy. Wait a minute. You here? This third one. It already happened to you. I ain't talking about nobody else but these three people right now. Y'all getting ready to lose some folks. Because you can't scale and rise up and keep what's been there. I ain't said it to everybody. I only said it to three people. The last one, if I typed you, this already happened to you. Huh. You done already lost everything. You ain't got nothing. What's she at? Anyway, you ain't got to unmute your mic. You don't have nothing. You understand? Now listen to me. This is the most fantastic time. Most fantastic time. Because when it's time to start losing stuff in the will of God, that's always multiplication.
Watch yourself, Reverend.
I ain't even trying to bother nobody, Samuel. I'm just trying to tell you, you understand? I'm just trying to tell you, Taquita, that when it's time to lose and you're losing in the wheel, you're all right. I say it all the time, I'll say it again. To be inside the will of God is to be crucified by other people. I say it all the time, I'll say it again. The mere fact that you decided that this is the year that you're going to be about yourself, somebody going to have a problem with that. And they're going to take up a cross and put you on it. You understand? All right, go ahead, Phil.
Well, and under that umbrella, Abby, are you available to talk?
Yes, I am.
We sent Prophet the audio portion of Getting the Love You Want, and I'd just like to have a little testimonial for yourself out of what you got out of reading that book.
Yeah, well, what really struck me the most about the book was just the aspect about your not understanding that your partner is not your parent, so to speak, because a lot of times we just basically in relationships we look for our partners to, in a sense, be like our parents, to nurture us and to grow us and to take care of us like our parents did. And it's not that there's anything wrong with that, but sometimes we put undue pressure on our partners and expect them to be superhuman in the sense that they're supposed to meet all our emotional needs. But once we understand that your partner is just a flawed, imperfect human being, just like you, who is going on this journey of life and trying to figure things out and solve their own problems for themselves, you get to, once you realize that, it makes it easier for both of you to come together as a united force and work together to solve your problems collectively. So that was what I got the most out of the book. And that's what resonated with me the most.
Great job. That was all impromptu. She had no idea I was going to ask her to do that. So, Prophet?
That was good. So you mean to tell me when I get with you, you're not my parent? I shouldn't support you to be there for me always. That's what you're saying. What you saying? Lord have mercy. All right, let's see. Okay, I'm sorry. While Phil was talking, I was private messaging people. I sure was. I was getting on their nerves, Chiquita. Candace, you ready? If not, hold your time. She's going to be the last thing to happen, y'all. Y'all need to hear. Y'all, absolutely. I hear you, Charlene. Charlene is powerful. All right. So let me just do this. Let me just start a little bit. Do this here. You all, I have a very aggressive goal. Let me tell you what I'm doing, y'all. I have to draw it so y'all can see.
I'm here, sorry.
Okay, that's Candace. Okay, good. Yes, you, almost made me, you almost made me away too many secrets. All right, there we go. Tell us what you just start. You just start, and then I'm gonna pick up. You go ahead.
Well, first and foremost, good morning, everybody. I am having a very, very, very exciting morning. God is blessing me, and he is testing me. He's testing what I call Tell Tyranny, my godly gangster. He's trying to see what I'm coming with this morning. I jumped out of my bed at 7 a.m. I got a call asking me, can I come clean for them? And I'm like, 7 o'clock in the morning. And he said, well, if you come clean now, I'll give you a contract. We got a certain something going on in our store, and I heard you about the best in town. So can you get here? I'm like, okay, well, what time, you know, would you like me there? Or I can send my team. And said, no, we don't want your team, we want you. I'm like, okay, well, what time you talking? Like now, 7:15. I'm looking at the phone like, oh, Lord, excuse me? So I'm like, okay, I know this place is like maybe 4 minutes from my house, so no biggie. But it's 7 o'clock now. I'm like, yeah, this is a risk I'm not gonna take. And then I got this shock of heat. I got hot, and it was like, Lord was like, get up, you better
come on
get
now,
up,
because I was finna tell you the same doggone thing.
Like, excuse me. So I'm like, okay, you know what, Lord, you got me. I'm going. And then I got up and I'm flying out the house. And I'm like, what to wear is to wear. And it was just like, you know, put on anything you want to clean. You know, just get out. Just make sure, you know, you're presentable. And I got there. Only that it was 7:09. I'm coming through the door like, he's like, you okay? I'm like, it's hot. What is so important at 7 o'clock? You know, I know the owners of this grocery store. And he was like, nothing. I just wanted you to meet somebody that owns a bigger grocery store than me. I'm like, man, you could have told me that. Like,
look you at can you.
I mean, like, what? He's like, yeah, it was a once in a lifetime opportunity.
That's it.
And your next, so let's go. And I'm walking the room and talking, and I was kind of thrown off. I'm like, I haven't coffee yet. Excuse me, I'm fixing coffee, you know, as we're talking. And he's like, so tell me what you're offering. I'm like, tell you what I'm offering? And what type of people you got? I said, one, I can't offer you anything until I know your needs. Because we want to go there. He's like, oh, I like her. I'm like, okay, well, nice to know that you like me. How are you? What are your needs? You know, what do you need me to do? He's like, I got 72 grocery stores amongst the city. So what you going to do? I'm like,
my God. You better go on with yourself, girl.
Numbers. We ain't even talked about a solution for me. I said, baby, I am the solution. You wouldn't have waited for me if you didn't think that I could make a solution. Now, come on, let's do this morning. And he was like, oh, I like her. I'm like, okay. So I set up a meeting for about Friday, and, you know, we talk about those 72 different stores. And when I say I want all 72 of them, he goes, all 72, you didn't have the team. Because I said, oh, baby, I'm going to have the team. I may not have it now, but I will have the team. I got enough people right now to take at least half of that. And he was like, are you sure? I'm sure. Let's go. And then so we started talking. I said, roughly, let's talk about numbers. 72 stores. And, you know that's going to cost you, right? I said, you got more than about $400,000 in your bank account, right? I just want to know that before we start doing business, do you have more than $400,000 in your bank account? And he said, well, yes, and most of it's same. I said, well, that's all I need to know, because I'm getting ready to write you out with my services. I'm just going to let you know ahead of time. Because don't waste my time, have me get out of my bed at 7 o'clock, and you ain't got no money. Because that's what's been happening. I've been meeting people with contracts that ain't got no money.
I need my funds.
Not since you've been dealing with me, though. Yo, I don't know if you've noticed, but your fortune has changed.
I don't have a formula yet.
All right.
So, yes, that's what God put on my table this morning. I'm hitting the streets. I'm getting ready to generate a team of 50 within the next few days.
Y'all hear that?
Congratulations.
Hold on real quick, Candace. I want you to tell them something real quick. Now I around here, I typically put out my business because I be trying to teach and stuff. Candace met me on Clubhouse. I told her to do something. Tell them what I told you to do, Candace.
You told me that I should venture out and try to get me an airport contract.
She told me I got a cleaning service. And I said, why are you not at airports? Why are you not at airports in the middle of a pandemic? Uh-oh, did y'all hear that? Okay, keep going, Candace.
So yes, I was a little hesitant for a few days, but I went ahead and did it. I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I ain't gonna lose nothing. And I went and made an offer, wrote up a contract for them, and they sent me an offer. An offer I couldn't resist.
Yeah, they sent her offer for nearly $500,000. Y'all unmute y'all mic and clap for this queen right now.
Yes.
Queen.
Yeah. Awesome.
Talk about your life changing.
Awesome. Congratulations.
And then, listen. And then I sat down with her and told her how to keep most of it. And I told her, Grace brought it to me. I said, that crazy girl did what I said. See, because y'all know I'm crazy. First thing I said, she said she was someone cleaning business. She was listening to me talk. And I said, girl, it's a pandemic. You need to be at the airport. Don't that make sense? When you think about it critically, don't it make sense to go to where they losing billions at because of not cleaning? And go make them an offer they can't refuse. It just makes sense to me. I never thought about it a day in my life, sugar. But when she was talking, that's what my brain did. And then 2 weeks later, Grace come back and say, she did it. And I said, that crazy girl did not do that. I said, she crazy as hell. She did what I said. And right there, via her talk, I said, you know what? You with me now. Candace is now the only person that I coach. I don't coach nobody else. Everybody, listen, come on, y'all. All y'all here, nobody get one-on-one coaching from me. Candace does. And I've been working with her ever since. And she fit the food around and get to a million by March. Come on. I wish I had somebody that's going to clap and shout
yes.
at me.
Yes.
One conversation. If you got the right vehicle, see, I spend most of my time fixing y'all vehicles. But if you got the right vehicle, one conversation with me pushed her nearly to $1 million. Now we got her on a plan to do some amazing stuff that we don't want the IRS to know about. You understand? At least not in that way. You get me? Candace, close us out with something positive or something, whatever you want to say, whatever on your heart.
Well, I want to encourage everyone to push everything that you can't do, you feel like you can't do, or that little idea that's in the back of your head, push for it. Because it's right. I have held back on so many things, and for years I give so many people my ideas and they make millions off of it. So I encourage everybody, don't miss out on y'all stuff. Make your millions. Please do. And then email me, text me, call me, and let me know you got your million. Because I want to be on the team at all times. Let's go. Let's get our money. Let's praise God for it.
And she already gave me two ideas. And I told her, wait a minute. Let's build what you got. And then we'll build that idea for you. Yeah, I don't want her money. That's her money. Come on, Jerry. Holler at me, man. Jerry Potter, come on, say something right here. I think you muted or something. Oh, okay, the audio went out.
That when he started this class, he had said that we could just call him the original OG.
Oh, I sure did.
Listen, that's how he said
that working
I'm
now?
The OG.
It's working, Jerry. It's working. Say something right here, man. I just got a feeling you're supposed to say something right here.
Well, it's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day in ATS. And I guess the only thing I would add to this whole conversation is just tap into the energy that you feel right now, because that's the vibration. That's where you want to be, is what you're feeling. And it really is all about the feeling and making it to where you want to go. And you know, you hear people talk about, wow, you know, I just didn't, I was hesitant. I won't, you know, and that's the vibration you want to walk away from. And the only other thing I'll say, and then I've got a video I'm going to drop here today. But eliminating those words that don't serve you, eliminate those words that don't vibrate where you want to be. And I'll just give you a teaser from what you'll see later. But three of those words are hope, want, and but. Those words do not vibrate where you're going. So leave them behind. Hope, want, and but. Just get them out of your vibration, put them behind you, and you will see the change immediately in your life. And I love y'all. It's great to see this happening right before our eyes.
That boy came here to preach, didn't he? That's what I'm talking about. Well, 702 number, did you want to say something? No. That person just hit star six. Hit star six again. You got the floor. You can unmute your mic. It was a 702 number. Ends with, yeah, there you go.
That was me.
Oh, that was you. Oh, okay.
I had to get, yeah, because my audio went out on the computer.
All right, there you go. Got you. Well, my friends, I have, Candace, you make sure you can hear me, because she don't know it, but I'm finna push the hell out of Candace, y'all. Y'all don't even know, okay? I already told her we need five more. I'm about to give Candace by March to $1 million. I said what I said. Her first conversation with me already pushed to almost $500,000. I'm just going to say that because I don't want to get out exact numbers. Do you understand? Then I gave her, hold on real quick. Candace, hit star six real quick, because I did something so powerful, y'all. I just want y'all to catch it here, because it's one thing to get the money. But Candace, what do you like about that ratio stuff I was, and that percentage of stuff I was showing you?
You gave me a direct formula that was customized for me, where I can, most of my percentage of my business will go to me, not to others.
Come on,
I think now. It was 70%.
Y'all, y'all didn't hear her. Almost 70% of her money going to her. Yeah, did y'all not hear this? She just told this man, do you got $400,000 in your bank account right now? This means 400,000, 70% of that. She has a formula now that lets her keep most of her money. And I got, yes.
Yeah, somebody I'm unmuted for that. I'm unmuted for that. Clapping and all that.
Yes. Listen.
Go Grace. Ahead, Candace. I'm so excited for her and us.
That's it.
And Taquita gets it. It's not going to stop there.
No, it's not going to stop there. Because now what we're doing is going to get more contracts. And the way we're doing it, the way I'm teaching her to do it, is have one contract sustain the other contract. And sustain the other contract. Never to overcompensate herself, but always to have enough cash on hand, cash flow, to throw money at any problems that arise. And these deals she doing, she ain't even got to work at. That's the best part.
Antonio, can I say something to Candace, please?
You sure can.
Candace, hello. This is Christine. I did not know that was you, Candace. From our clubhouse. You come in my rooms a lot?
Yes, all the time.
I am so proud of you. I just want to tell you that I'm so proud of you, Candace. Push. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm so proud of you.
She is my... I told her, I told Candace, you with me now. I said, and let me tell you why I told her she was with me. It was two reasons. For one, well, actually, Candace, how long have you been in ATS? Y'all listen to this.
Since Friday night.
This girl done made $500,000.
What happened on the weekend? What happened on the weekend? You better get it.
Made $500,000+ in 3 days. Okay.
Where's my money?
I know that's right, Ashley. I ain't mad at you. Listen, there's two reasons I picked Candace. They both impressed. She has a y'all just keep listening to me tell you to increase the earning capacity of your vehicle. Okay? She has a cleaning company that can do some stuff. Doesn't matter what your vehicle is, it just needs to have a capacity to push out a lot of money or take in a lot of money. Okay? And I'll keep explaining that over and over. So when I saw her vehicle, I hooked her up without, listen, I gave her, before she ever signed up, on what I told her to do, dropped her $500,000. And she wasn't even a paying customer. Do y'all understand? When I tell you give your best stuff away for free, do that. This is what Tierney was talking about, you know, that she had access to me and blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Because Grace knows when to bring somebody to me, right? That's number one. So the first reason I said she got the right vehicle. Let me tell you the second reason, though, because this is what I really like, because Sugar got this up in here. The second reason is she crazy as hell because I told her to do something stupid. You understand? I said, Candace, go on. Ain't nobody invite you. Now go to that airport and tell them you in the building and you make them an offer unsolicited right now. That's stupid. I don't know a mentor out there that's going to tell y'all to do that. But all these mentors ain't come from no trash can. You understand what I'm saying? I come from the streets. I ain't had no chance. I ain't had no mailbox for somebody to send me an offer to. Man, y'all ain't hearing me. Everything I got, Jerry, I had to go unsolicited, go get. Do you know about Antonio Smith? Let me tell you. I've been having to sell myself since I was 6 just to eat. So I told her, go be homeless and go on in there with no permission and drop a piece of paper and let them know this is what you offer and they need you. And they told her, well, we'll sell you an offer. And then hooked her up with money people don't even pray for. They don't even pray that high. They don't even pray that high. If you knew how much it was a month, you don't even pray that high. It'd be staggering. So when I told Grace, I said, I wouldn't even phone Grace's phone. I just said, come close to me. And I said, she did that. She did. I'm gonna tell you exactly where I said it, y'all. My crazy ass did what I said. Oh, she crazy like me. She with me now. I don't need to know nothing else. I swear to God, I said, Candace, did I not say this?
Yes, sir.
So I don't need to know nothing else. She with me now. You tell her that I'm gonna coach her now because I'm always looking for two things. The right vehicle and a nut. You understand? Because if you smart, a nut, a whole nut out here, you understand? If you got common sense, you're not going to take the proper risk. I need some folk that walk into banks and tell bankers in the 70s, give me your money. My name is Phil Sorrentino. That don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. Give me your money for a company, for an industry that won't even be established for 20 years from now, but you give it to me today, right? It just makes no sense. That's the kind of people y'all need. You understand? Sugar told y'all that you better take my money. Sugar forced us to flip some money. You understand how crazy you got? Sugar said, if you don't take my money, Deanna. I said, Deanna, you heard what she said. Okay, you heard what she said. I'm looking for some crazy folk that'll drive from Huntsville and sit in the Galveston office and shoot and edit videos. She finna go to a million plus, make her a star. I'm gonna send her to the bureau to get this keto traded. And she finna be one of the faces of the company. And at the rise of her would be the rise of Ashley. I said what I said. And I chose that name specifically. And I don't even know why, but I'll say it again. At the rise of her would be the rise of Ashley Washington. I'm talking to you, if you case, just in case you didn't think I was. At the rise of her would be the rise of Chiquita. Let me tell you something. If you are a woman, you are already at an advantage because the most educated people on planet Earth are women. And the people starting the most businesses on Earth are women. And in my personal opinion, less egos are involved with women. So as we close, it is possible to make $500,000 in 72 hours. That should have stretched some of y'all. If it don't, let me tell you the way an old pastor in Texas would tell you. Somebody on this Zoom call got $500,000 in 72 hours. And as of this morning, through the law of attraction, negotiating at least another $400,000. Somebody on this call has $900,000 potential dollars in 72 hours after signing up with ATS and taking all my advice and listening to me. That means be like Chiquita and shout on her behalf, because it means God is in the same Zoom call as you.
Woo!
Bill, tell us about tonight, because I can't top what I just said there. Oh, that's right. We're telling you about the special guest tonight.
And what yeah, you can't top that.
Well, tonight you're going to have a special guest on our on the Bureau of Donovan Speakers. I'm not going to feel very well starting about 7 o'clock. I'm just getting the little Buckeye virus. But Susan will be there, and then we got a special guest that will be there, so you don't want to miss it.
Don't want to miss it, y'all. We would be there. I would personally be there. Love you all. Y'all, Candace, so very proud of you. You know the text. Listen, she called me Sunday at a weird time, and I answered the phone. I said, ooh, that's Candace. Hey, what's happening? You know, all right? We got some money out there? Okay. Listen, we got to get it, y'all. We got to get it. Y'all go out there and catch this energy, because as I said this in repetition now, if God did it for Candace, that mean God on this call. And that ain't, that mean God just one square away, like literally a Zoom square away from doing the same thing. I wish I had somebody, right? Same thing in your business. Just one little Zoom square away, right?
You better go ahead with the one little Zoom square away.
That's it.
In the one building, little... baby.
That's it. That's it. Sugar, you ain't got no next steps. The next steps is on me. You ain't got nothing to worry about. This is completely, completely automated. You just sit back there and look pretty. I'll take care of the rest. I'll take care of the rest. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. See you later. Love you more. Let's go dominate and go Ohio State. All right.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.